Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about today's guest. We have Jacqueline Pirtle with us. Jacqueline spent every day of 2017 devoted to her own happiness. She wrote every single day about the things she did to honor her joy and used those writings to create a 365-day step-by-step guide to being happy, titled 365 Days of Happiness, because happiness is a piece of cake. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of clients shift into a high for life frequency where they can reach happiness anywhere at any time. Her professional background is in health, wellness, holistic medicine, energy healing, law of attraction, and happiness. She holds international wellness degrees and is internationally certified as a Reiki master. Please help me welcome Jacqueline.
Thank you, Belinda. I'm really happy to be here. So excited.
Yes, this is great. So why don't you take a moment and just fill our listeners in a little bit on your background, kind of fill in the holes of the bio and tell us a little bit more about what you do.
All right. I mean, mostly you said it all. And thank you so much for this amazing introduction. I feel very good. But I was born in Switzerland. I'm European and traveled all over the world and have a family and kids and cats. So that's maybe for my private background. And for what I do is I basically help people feel better. I help them claim their happiness, just their feeling good, right? And because to me, it's like happiness is you and your happiness. It's never separate. It's always already there. It's really about claiming it, about committing to it, about making a choice to really focus on it and then practice it like an art, right? To me, it's an art to feel good and then to go on in your life, hey, popping around and really be it, you know, be it and live it, and then hopefully get everybody else inspired to do the same. So that's really my work, and that's also why I wrote this book, to help more people and get it more out there. And so I think that's probably about the only gaps that I could find for your bio. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I love that, what you said, because I think that for a lot of people, they do look at it as sort of this elusive thing that they're chasing or that they're looking after. And in reality, I think, and the one word you didn't use, so I'm going to use this for you, maybe you can agree or disagree, but it's a habit. It's habits that we create on how we look at things and how we see things and how we behave with things, because, you know, people can also create the same negative energy around everything that is wrong with them versus everything that is right with them.
Oh, I agree so much with you. I totally do. And you know, the way I help people, well, I also help them, of course, from an energetic healing perspective. I just have this gift since I've been a kid and just help people and, you know, see through people and get visions and just do my work. And back in time, I didn't really know what this is. Now I do. So, but besides helping them from that factor, it's also like happiness, it's really always there, and you don't have to change anything what there is for you. You can find and claim happiness with what is there. No changes needed. It's a work, it's an inside job, inside work, right? To see the gift in everything, and if you can, to leave it alone, but maybe you see it later, but to not do that. What you said is actually perfect, to chase, you know, this expectation and this perfectness that you think happiness has to be, because when you do that, you create resistance, you create pressure cooker, right? And it's really hard then to find happiness. And the way I work with clients is to, okay, this is what is going on for you. It never happens to you. It's for you. Let's work with that and turn that into you feeling good. And then even when you have a headache, you can learn how to feel good with that headache, because it's talking to you, and how to use that and have some fun with it, right? Some relaxation and like enjoy being happy and make that your normal way of being. And it's not something you do, it's something you are already, something you feel.
That is wonderful. I love this because it goes so well along with our show. So I'm super excited about this today. I was looking forward to our interview. So tell us then a little bit about your business and how it has shaped your lifestyle.
My business, like I say, it's all about feeling good. So, and that's how it shaped my lifestyle, right? It's my focus. Like, for instance, when I get up in the morning, sure, I have all these things that I really want to do and I may do and I'm with gratitude, whatnot. I have all that too, like everybody else. But my main focus is really, and that I learned that just over the years, my main focus is that I do feel good. And then everything else just kind of flows and just kind of falls as it's supposed to fall. So I, you know, let's say I need to go shopping today, right? I also know in the background of my mind, I need to go and I want to go shopping. I need to because I want to eat, right? It makes me happy to eat. But I focus on feeling good and then go do it. And that's really how it shaped everything. It shaped my lifestyle, my family's lifestyle, and just the people I, you know, I have around me and with my clients. And that's really my main thing with my business, right? To help people feel good. And I, every client I have and every conversation I have, everywhere that I help, I learn so much about it. And I'm just really open to always learn, fill myself with new knowledge and what's given to me, right? I mean, it's just a real big connection I have, and it's given to me to practice that and make it a priority for me.
Oh, that's great. So that probably leads us into this next question really well is what do you feel are two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
Yeah, I mean, because my business is based on energy healing and helping people, obviously my gift, you know, of just being so connected and being given all this information, spiritually speaking, that's absolutely my biggest, you know, asset I have. And I'm very grateful for that. But then, you know, it's like it's to just seeing the beauty in everything, right? It's like to see the beauty in everything and everyone, even the angry bus driver, and to just want to be happy. I constantly have that nagging voice in my head that always says, Jacqueline, you can do happier. There has to be a happier way to do that. And it's just this natural instinct I have. And then to listen to it and to just laugh a lot and, you know, humor. I just love laughing and being humorous and just, you know, play around and have a good time. And but in like a very feeling way, right? Not just in my mind, I feel it, right? And I guess then the third one would be then being curious. I'm just always curious and I've always have questions and I always want to reach a better me, a happier me. And that brings on that I then also look at people and I'm curious to understand them, where they're coming from, what is their journey, right? And leave mm-hmm. them in their journey and not make it about me. So,
oh, that. Those are wonderful skill sets, and they're different from a lot of people. But I love that you said about humor and laughing. And I think that people don't take out enough time to be silly or laugh and share funny stories. That's where so many funny stories come into play. And I have a cousin, and she and I swear, every time we're together, and her husband always laughs at us, and so does mine. And how many times are you guys going to tell these same stories? But every time we do it, we have memories, remember that time, and we go, it's for us. It's not for them. It's not because they don't remember it. It's like we like telling it to each other because it makes us laugh so hard.
Yeah, and you know what? When you do that every time, you relive that energy, that happening, and then you fill every cell of your body with that good energy. And you know what? Because we're all connected, you share this with everybody and everything around you. So go for it as much as possible. I love that.
So I know, thanks. She is. I've got a couple of cousins that are, it's the same thing. And we just laugh. We laugh at ourselves and we laugh so hard. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah. That is. That absolutely is. It makes the world a better place, you know?
It absolutely does. It certainly does take away all the seriousness of everything, right? And gives you that time just to, I don't know, be present, I guess, is a good thing, a good way to put it.
Well, and to enjoy life vividly, because I'm a believer that we're here to enjoy life, like to feel good, to learn how to feel good and to commit to it. So that's wonderful.
So what do you feel is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that is super meaningful for you?
Well, that's easy because it's writing my book, 365 Days of Happiness, that just released in March. I mean, that's like, that is absolutely my most outstanding accomplishment. And I'm so just happy, over the moon, happy and proud that this book happened. I love that book. It's like my heart is in it. So that's my biggest one right now.
That is great. And it is not easy writing a book. And I think a lot of people think you just pull this out and like, oh, you come up with an idea. There's just a lot of work that goes into it. So I congratulate you because I know it is. And then when you have it, it actually literally feels like you have birthed a child.
It really does. That's exactly, you said that right. I gave birth to that book. It really, it's like, it's an amazing, I call it like an absolute high for life feeling. It's just like, I was just flying in the clouds. Still am. So I'm just really happy about it. So
that is great. So then share with us on the opposite of that, maybe an obstacle or a challenge that you faced. And then how did you work through that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the start of, I guess, me being drawn to my biggest power I possess today is my happiness and just me being so committed to it. That's my biggest power. It's my superhero power. And the way it started was really, I'm a redhead lady now. So I was a redhead little girl growing up in Europe. And back in that time, it was still kind of like, you know, said a lot that, you know, about the whole witch needs to be burned, having red hair as a girl. And there was a lot of teasing, a lot of bullying, and a lot of loneliness, right? And so, and the thing is for me, it was just then I turned to my inside. I went inward and just created my own happy place inside of there. And that's really where it all started to me. And that's why I so strongly know it works, right? Mm-hmm. And it turned then into a nice time because now looking back, I'm thinking I had so much quiet time and so much inward time, thank God, because it's who I am today, right? And then later in life, a few years back, there was a really, there was a situation where that really, really nailed it then too for me, where it just boiled down to being happy is really the way to go, which I was in a hospital taking care of a loved one 2 months and plus, and I lived in a hospital, but I don't want to go too much into that. What did that do for me? And I believe that everything is always there for a reason and a gift, and that you can turn everything around if you're open to wanting to understand. And while being in the hospital that first night, I really asked and I said, so what does this mean for me? I mean, I know I'm here to take care of that person in the physical life, right? I know what to do, but what does this mean deeper, right? On every basis of my being, spiritually speaking. And I was really told that this time is for you to realize that your happiness is inside of you, nowhere else. You can be happy whenever you choose to be happy, no matter what is happening. With that said, you take the best care possible of yourself every single day. You never let yourself go. And even more important, you will make everybody that you encounter feel the best ever about themselves. Through thank yous, through compliments, make them laugh and smile, because a hospital is really not always the place where that's happening. You are the light there and you're strong enough and you can do this. And that's what I did. And it's just, I tell you, the time was just incredible. Like, I met so many amazing people and there were so many great situations, and it strengthened me inside of me with my passion to really just choose happiness no matter what it is, because it lifts everything and everybody around you too.
Well, thank you for sharing those. Those are both really great examples. So then working from your happy place to you personally and professionally, this is a question, and I know you're not going to struggle with it at all, but it is the number one question that some of our guests have to pause and they have to think about it really hard about what does working from your happy place mean. And it's always interesting at all the different answers that we get, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
It means to me that I make sure that I feel good, that I honor myself every day. I put a couple minutes aside every day to honor myself, right? To celebrate myself and honor my whole being. And also it means what I really practice on me, and I'm really strong with that, is to create a healthy happiness environment in all components that I am, in my body. You know, I take good care of my body, eat clean food, and make sure that I exercise and move, right? That I really use my body and feel good. In my mind is that I really acknowledge all the thoughts that I have that are not necessarily aiding me or helping me or are positive about me and about others, and I shift them into better feeling thoughts. So I work with my mind and my thoughts, and in my soul, I make sure that all the time, many times during the day, I do something that touches my heart. I listen to a nice piece of music, or, you know, I smell a beautiful flower, or touch a furry friend, or anything that touches my heart. Because when I nourish my heart, I nourish my soul, and it's just a really healthy place to be. And from a consciousness perspective, that's the last component that I want to bring up, would be that I always pull myself into my now, right now. That's where the power of my consciousness sits, right? So right now, when everything else is hustling and bustling around me, maybe not necessarily how I want it to be, what can I do right now? What can I feel right now that feels good for me? Is it a deep breath in and out, making a good cup of tea, or anything really, to just pull myself into the now and say, right now, everything is really feeling good. And I practice that, and it's really a second here, a second there, to just always kind of check in with myself and make sure. And that's my happy place, when I feel good.
That is great. You know, I was sitting here listening to you, and I'm sitting here with this cup of tea that I have right now in front of me. And so I don't sit with a cup of tea. Like, it's not a regular thing that I do. Every once in a while, I'll have some tea. And so then I've been having some issues with my blood pressure, and I really want to try to take care of this naturally. So I've started walking again and doing a couple of other things, but I read like on three different places, drink hibiscus tea. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to drink this three times a day, no matter what. But what has come out of it? My blood pressure is starting to shift a little bit, so I'm excited, but it's probably as much to do with I'm eating better again, and I'm walking, and I'm doing those things. But this single cup of tea, which I did to hopefully that'll make some difference, but it's made the impact is slowing down for just a few minutes in a day, yes, taking the time to enjoy this, and it's warm and it feels good. And I think it's brought me more joy than whatever actual, you know, real health benefit it's doing. I think it's made me just really enjoy taking a few moments to just relax, where I don't necessarily do that in the middle of the day. So that's been a good thing for me.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the thing is, because I work with energy, so the hibiscus, you know, it's like when you smell it and taste it, it's and the color and whatnot, it all has an energy. It has a very, very beautiful, deep energy in there, very healing and very heart-based. Like, I feel like hibiscus, I love hibiscus tea, goes straight into your heart, and it's an energy. So when you sit there with that hot, with that cup of warm, it's cozy feeling. So every single cell of your body, you fill with cozy energy. Then you drink that beautiful tea, you know, you fill every single cell of your body with the energy that tea carries, and then you smell it, right? So you take a deep breath in, and that all together, exactly like you say, that right there is such a healing effect. It's amazing, and it pulls you into your now. Right now, this cup of tea is everything you've ever needed, right?
It is. It's the funniest thing, but you are right on all of that. I just absolutely love the color of it. I love the taste of it. And it isn't something I would have been aware of had I not read that online. So it's just interesting.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love, see, that's where I live. That's my field where I live. I love everything because everything carries an energy. Everything, the feather that comes down in front of you and, you know, the bird that sings for you or the water drop that hits your nose, right? I mean, everything has a certain energy, and it's meant, because it's in your awareness, it's meant for you to grasp and to feel and fill yourself with it. So
that is great. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs and they're thinking about stepping out on their own?
Well, first of all, to let go of expectations, take a deep breath and then go into your heart and see where that leads. I'm a really big fan and believer to follow your heart and your joy and your happiness. Like, what feels good? If it feels good, go for it. If it doesn't feel good, it's okay to say no thank you. Actually, in reality, you don't say no thank you to that. You say yes, a big, nice, fat yes to yourself, right? And to really follow with that of your truth of who you are. And then the next will be when dealing with issues, you know, to find humor, to find fun, and to have really a good time, because that's really what you want to do with also with your business. You want to have a really good time, and to just relax about it. Yeah, relax and follow your heart. That's my biggest advice.
That is great. So share with us then some new and exciting things that you're working on, and then how others can find you.
All righty. Well, right now, my biggest exciting news is the book. I know I keep bringing up the book. I'm just in love with it. So I'm all about the book and sharing it and spreading it and seeing and making it go as far and wide and beyond as possible. And you can find me at my website at freakyhealer.com. And I'm on all the, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter with that name too, Freaky Healer. And on my website, under posts, you can subscribe if you'd like and get a 3 golden tips to being happy, guys, into your email box.
That is great. And your book, they can get on Amazon?
Yes, it's sold on my website if you would like a signed copy with a little gift with it. And the other option would be on Amazon. In reality, it's anywhere where books are sold. It's okay. On Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And it's also in a little store in Herndon, Virginia, and it's all on my website.
Oh, that is perfect. Well, that's exciting, and I'm going to have to pick that up for sure. I've picked up as many of the different books as I can find on happiness, because I like to try to stay educated in that space as much as I can for doing this podcast and just trying to do it justice. And so I'm definitely going to pick that up. And gosh, it was really wonderful chatting with you today. You're very delightful, and you certainly bring an energy to the interview.
Thank you, Belinda, for having me. It's really been a pleasure, and I love your work. I think you're the bomb. There we go. I said it.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's so funny because I've spent, you know, 25 years as a speaker and a trainer for a very specific niche industry, and I've loved it. And my husband really encouraged me to do this podcast. And I have to be honest, I didn't want to. And I didn't want to because of the work involved, like the time and the work. I thought, I don't have time for that. I am so busy. I have my speaking engagements. I have my client, and I have my clients that we do consulting with. And I just felt like it was adding another thing on my plate that was just going to be horrific. And that is kind of how it was at the beginning. And then somewhere in there, I just started to really enjoy my guests, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just started to enjoy, and I would leave the podcast. Every podcast I leave, instead of thinking I wasted this time today or I could have been doing something else today, I look forward to being in the studio where it's so quiet and I have no one else except for my guest. And I leave with energy every single time. Every interview that I do, I leave with a new energy. And so I always say, this has done as much for me as what I believe it is doing for other people. And I changed my mindset on this podcast, and it's been really interesting, and it is starting to do extremely well. There's a lot of people now that are starting to listen to it, and it's made me really happy, but I'm happy that I sort of stuck with it. And it goes with everything that you've been talking about today. I think I was doing it because someone else told me I should. It was an expectation, and I really wasn't doing it because I had a passion about it. But somewhere in it, and I'm really glad my husband did push me to do it, because I fell in love with it. And then once I did, the whole thing has changed. My whole outlook on it. I actually look forward to my Tuesdays and my interview days. So it's been really exciting. So I appreciate your feedback on that, because the interesting thing is, in the beginning, when I just really felt like it was more of a job or a chore and I had to do it because I should be, I didn't get as many compliments. And then all of a sudden, I am just getting people finding us and, oh my gosh, I love your podcast and wanting to be on the show. And it's just a whole new energy that has surrounded this podcast. So I am super thankful for it. And I'm super thankful for all of my guests. So they always bring an energy, and I always think it's awesome for people to come on and share what they do and believe, and to hear different people's ideas and really just how people are present in their work and how they let that, you know, work into their lives. So it's
wonderful. It's wonderful. And you know, the thing is like when, like you say, like it's just, it's, you do it from the heart. So you attract everything from the heart. And if people are really empowered and inspired to do more what they really want to do, it's just like one by one, it just changes the whole energy of the whole world. It's just, and it's inspiring. It's like a ripple effect. So it's great.
It really is. It really, truly is. So thank you once again, Jacqueline. And I know all of our listeners gleaned some wonderful nuggets from you today.
Thank you for having me, Belinda. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.